Rachel, what's your ick of the week?
My ick of the week is people putting their feet up on the dashboard. Mm. And I'm sorry, I got family members, people I love a lot, and I'm not trying to come for you. Except for I really, really don't like it. I was watching this TikTok the other day. This girl just finished a like tennis tournament. Mm-hmm. And then she proceeds to like take her feet out and like prop them up on the dashboard. And that was like, ugh. I was like, that looked so crusty. It was not.
Mm-mm. Toes out?
Yeah, toes full out. Toe polish looking busted. Ooh. Just like sweaty, crusty toes up on the dashboard. And I'm like, I've never put my feet on the dashboard. I don't think I'll ever be comfortable putting my feet on the dashboard. It just feels gross to me.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Like, but other people, it's like a chill thing. No, but I'm like, I get it.
I can see how that's like nasty, gross. But for me, I think it's more in certain scenarios. Because I've had friends come into my car and put their dirty, crusty feet with shoes on the
dashboard. I'll never be that friend. Just so you know, I'll never be that friend.
No, I cut them off. I don't have friends like that. Never. I think that's fucking weird. But if you're like if we're like dating, you're just this like cute little book reader and we're on a road trip and you got fuzzy socks on and you're just curled up in a ball with your feet on the dashboard, I'd be like, that's fine with me. You know what I mean? It's intentional. It's relaxing. We're here for 14 hours. What are you going to do? Nice. And I know that they're clean. Then it doesn't bother me.
How do you know that they're clean?
As I be sucking those toes.
I didn't mean to scream into the mic. I'm sorry.
You set me up for that.
Sorry about it. I just didn't know.
You set me up for that one.
But it's a no for me. I'm sorry. I don't care if we're dating. I don't care if we're family. I prefer that you don't.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll one-up you on what's worse to me is when somebody comes over to your house and they put their feet with shoes on, either on your coffee table or your like ottoman or on the couch.
Ugh.
That, I'm always like,
no, that's rough. Yeah. That's rough.
Then even dating, and if I know you, it's still not good for me. Like, that's not going to work.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. The dashboard does enough for me. It's enough ick for me.
You know, one time it was actually such a problem for me. Mm. This is going to make me sound crazy, but I was trying to be cute, I swear. I like bought house socks. Do you remember that?
I remember that.
Yeah, I had a bucket of house socks and everybody
it's who... It's such a good idea in theory. Yeah. But...
I bought a bucket of house socks. They're really cheap. It's like the fuzzy socks.
Yep.
And so every time anybody came over and wanted to like just lounge around in my house, I was like, oh yeah, here's your house socks. So you could take them or I'll wash them, like whatever.
Such a cute idea again, in theory.
Such a cute idea until what happened was my house socks, I don't know what happened. I got them from Amazon and I'm not trying to bash that girl, but I did get them from Amazon. I don't know what the seller was. And one day I had left all my house socks in the bucket and I opened my house sock bucket. And these are new socks. Like this was a new concept for the household. Like maybe two or three pairs were used and it was infested with like weebles. Whatever, like the little bug that like eats clothing.
A little dust mite, baby.
Those house socks. Straight into the garbage.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
That's gross.
So then we were done with that.
I also like kind of get weird about sharing socks with people though. Do you?
You want to unpack that?
Yeah, I guess.
You're saying that like that's common.
I don't know. I'm just speaking for myself.
Right.
I don't know. I like the idea. If it's a fresh pack of socks.
They were at that point.
I know that they were. And that's why I was like, cute. But then I thought about it more down the road. And I was like, how many other people have put their feet in these? It's kind of like bowling shoes. Mm. Where we just kind of do it and don't think about it, I think. Right. But it is kind of weird that like, oh my God, we're sharing shoes with like how many people?
I know, but like you're making it sound like you wouldn't share underwear with somebody.
I mean, I wouldn't. Is that a trick question?
Good job.
I've never done that before. Yeah. Never done it. If I was absolutely desperate, maybe, but like I gotta really trust you.
Right.
And trust where that kitty has been.
Right.
For me to share undies with you.
Trust that washing machine.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I feel.
You know? Mm-hmm. But I loved the idea. I thought that was a very welcoming idea and very sweet. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you get your own little pair of house socks. Cute.
Right.
And like, yeah, it's too bad the weebles or whatever.
I don't know where they came from. They came from the socks.
They find them. It's nasty.
My ick of the week is, I think we all have this friend deep down. It's like the person who still thinks they're going to be the future president. You know those type? You know the type? They'll like act in a certain way of like, don't take a picture of me. Like they'll be like literally the most ratchet bitch alive, like doing drugs, twerking, second fucking,
but all those things. None of it can be on the internet.
None of it can be on the internet. Can't take a picture. They like act so demure. It's like the person you like ask a question to and they like have like a political voice come over when they like try to give advice and they really just think of themselves as running the country one day.
Yeah.
And then you just look at them and you're like, what the actual hell? Like for me, for the good of the country, I'm ratting your ass out. Yeah. I don't care that we're friends.
He said that cannot
be
in power, whatever that is. Yeah.
For the good of the people, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just weird because I know that somebody's going to hear this with that mindset and you got to drop it. Because unless you're out there in the trenches, working a political job, becoming a lawyer, at a prestigious institution that is designed to be on a future president path, you should be unconcerned, honey. Unconcerned.
You know?
Or, you know, on a reality TV show.
I was just going to say, I mean, actually considering who our last president was,
right?
You know, you can still be president after doing some crazy ass shit.
Right. Okay.
It's not impossible for you. So you might as well post that picture because, yeah, sure, it'll come back to haunt you, but like you can still win.
Sure.
As so people have proven.
Right. It just be normal about it. It's really giving me the ick of the week. I think it's like the people who, I don't know, maybe it's the people whose parents supported them like a lot. And like they were like, you're going to be the president one day, my special boy.
I know.
You know?
It's like a beautiful thing. And then it's like,
no, it's not.
At what point though? Yeah. At what point is it delusional?
It's the ick.
That's where it gets interesting.
No, I'm all for delusion. It's just when you're acting like that as a persona and you're in like your body, that's too much
no
for
pictures,
me.
Please.
Keep that shit you know, just keep it internal.
Sure.
Like let's not let that out.
Yeah.
Because it's odd. It's cosplay.
I mean,
you know,
he said what he said.
I said what I said.
Yeah.
And if you're offended by it,
sorry about it.
Welcome to the Daddy Mommy Show.
All right, I have a question for you. Do you feel as though it's appropriate to leave someone if you are running late?
You're asking the wrong person. Like, you know you're asking the wrong person.
It's a fun question, though.
Okay.
And I have people in my family that would. They would do it. And in fact,
I understand.
Have done it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I understand. I personally, as somebody who, my mom would say, I don't have a clock in me. Like, I don't get it. I really don't understand the concept of time, like how y'all would. Because, I actually think I'm on the low end of the extreme. I know people who are way more extreme than me.
Yeah.
Enough that I can admit it.
Yeah.
Like, I know for me, I typically am running on time. And then I have so much time that I think I can do 3 tasks in between. And then that's how I become late personally.
Yeah.
However, I have lived with people in the past that are inexplicably got me tongue-tied late to everything that you've ever done in your life. Like, they'll literally leave to the event or to the meeting that we go to like 30 minutes late. Those people, I will absolutely leave. For me, personally, as a actually, I'm getting better with age, I think. I think certain scenarios, actually, I probably do it to you the worst, so it's hard for me to like justify it to myself. But I will never be late to a meeting that's like set in stone. Sessions, you know what? You're gonna catch me like 10 minutes late. We're gonna be honest about that. Mm-hmm. I tried my best, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly meetings, I'm not gonna be late. A party, I'm late. I'm not gonna be on time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not gonna happen. A dinner, I'm on time. Like things that have like actual like time sets to it, I'm pretty prompt. However. Yeah. There's certain things I couldn't give a fuck less about a party. For one, I'm not going to be on time. I'm going to be 2 hours late.
2 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to be 2 hours late on purpose, really. So really, to me, I'm not late. To you, I'm late. But do I think if you wanted to be
on time,
if you wanted to be on time and I was going to be there 2 hours late, you can leave me. That's fine.
Okay.
But I don't want it to be violent.
Oh.
Like, I wish it would just be like, yo, I'm going to go because I want to go on time. And I'll be like, okay, I'll meet you there. Then I'm fine.
Yeah.
But like, if it was like 5 minutes and you were just gone, I'd be like, what? I wouldn't go afterwards.
I feel like I have a couple toxic traits in regards to tardiness or lateness, as far as like, it's funny because sometimes I can't help it and it just happens.
Right.
Where like, and poor Tosh can definitely attest to this. I'm someone who will go and stand by the door.
Oh. What you doing over there?
Waiting. Because I'm ready. I'm ready and I'm on time.
Right.
And then occasionally, just to make myself feel like I'm getting closer to getting where I need to be, I will go wait in the car.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's violent.
You know?
Yeah.
Some days I can't help it. Like that little punctual being inside of me is like, we just gotta go.
Right.
But like most of the time it's not that serious. Right. But sometimes I feel the urge to be on time.
Right.
And so therefore I can't stop myself from wanting to do those things occasionally. Right.
But I feel like for you though, I feel like you have a rational way about it. Like you've never irked me in any capacity with untimeliness.
Well, the thing is, I can't get mad at people because I'm not always on time.
Right.
So like, so as much as I like, will sometimes have those days where I'm like feeling the need to like be punctual.
Right. But I think that when you feel the need to be punctual, it's probably because you probably should be that time. Right.
Yes. Well, and like one thing that I feel like happens with me a lot is like, I'll be the one who's offered to like pick somebody up or offered to like pick something else up for the party or whatever. And then I'm like, I don't want to be late because I'm accountable to somebody else.
Right.
You know, it's like if it's a party, nobody's like sitting there like, oh, where's she at? You know, like, but if somebody's waiting to get picked up by me, they're like, literally like, where's she at?
Right.
So those are the moments where I try to be on time.
Right.
But also occasionally, I guess with certain like events, like a dinner or something like, I'm going to like push to be on time.
No, I get what you're saying, but I understand where you're coming from that being late is bad. But actually to me, being early is 10 times worse. I cannot stand somebody who comes like 30 minutes early to something. I get that you guys have the best intentions. I get it. Your clock is working.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it is just unbelievable to fathom that you would show up to my house 30 minutes before I told you to get there.
It's a little freaky.
Because I'm not ready.
It's a little freaky.
This actually happened to me yesterday. It was casual, so it was fine. But like, I actually, I was literally like in the middle of something. I'm like not even dressed. And they're like, I'm here.
Whoa.
I'm like, you're here.
Whoa.
And I have to say, I have this in my family. It's actually not a genetic thing because I would say, my mom's very punctual. She's a 15-minute early girly, but she also will sit in the car. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt.
Shout out to you, Miss Girl. Yeah, apparently, we got a little thing in common.
Yeah, she'll sit in the car. My brother's very punctual as well. Mm-hmm. Like, he's going to be there on time. Like, if we're like staying at a hotel together, he'll like be, every time I come downstairs, he's sitting in the lobby already.
Mm.
Just be like,
you know.
My sister, you know what? She rolling with me, but I don't think she's a late person. I think she just does whatever. You know? But like me, you know what? If it matters, I'm not going to miss a flight. I'm not that. Those people, y'all need hope and prayer.
No, that will stress me out. Like,
I don't do that.
For real, that will stress me out. If we need to leave on a certain time to get to the airport, we got to go.
Right.
Because that stresses me.
Right. That I'm not good at. And I think people around me have learned in certain scenarios to lie to me about what time I got to go.
Okay. That's a very valuable power, I think.
Yes.
If you know that somebody is going to always be late.
Right.
Sometimes you got to tell them,
hey,
this thing starts at 7 when in fact it starts at 7:30.
Yep.
And you got to know who those people are in your life.
Right.
I feel like I know who those people are.
Right.
And I actually feel like those people have no problem with me lying to them about
it. Because
they know,
like
too. They know, too, that like they need a little buffer. They need a little grace period.
Yeah. No, I really do like that a lot.
Yeah.
But if you do that to me and then we show up early and then I'm waiting in line.
Oh, well, lines are a whole other thing. That'll irk you.
Oh, I can't talk about lines right
now. I know.
I can't do
that'll
this.
That'll stress you out.
Just two conversations in one day. That's too much. I won't wait in the line.
Yeah.
One thing about me, I'm not going to wait in the line. You want to bring me somewhere with you and there's a line, I'm out. Instantaneously, I'm out. If I talked about all day how excited I am, the new blah, blah, blah is out and I can't wait to see it, I can't wait to buy it, I'm not going to do it. Second there's a line, I'm out. I will not spend any of my life waiting in a line. I'm sorry. I don't have that at all. Disneyland, oh, that's my favorite ride. Line, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I'll do that shit later.
Honestly, I feel like
concert.
Some of the-
Oh. I'm not going to wait in that line. VIP section at Coachella, I'm not waiting in that line. Mm-mm. I'm staying in GA. I will not wait in line ever. Ever.
I feel like I've seen you get upset a few times. Yeah. And it's funny though, because I feel like it's been warranted. It's been warranted, but I know how much lines irk you.
Yeah.
That's like, that'll get you to disappear real quick.
The good news is though, I'm not enough of a fucking bitch asshole to cut.
Yeah.
I'm not cutting.
Well,
I'm a good boy.
Unless it's like a, I know somebody inside
that's
and
not
I need
cutting.
Them.
That's called, I put in a lot of due diligence, honey. Figure it out. I'm literally naturally an introvert if we really wanted to dive in. And the fact that I know the guy inside and you have to wait in line, figure it out.
It's not cutting.
That's not cutting.
But it's that's due diligence.
Due diligence. I got escorted in.
It's called social favor.
Social favor.
Sure.
The Lord favors me as well.
I like it.
Yeah, that's different. But I also knew that was going to happen. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Yeah.
You went there expecting to get pulled in, expecting to wait in a line.
Exactly. Yeah. No, you know that. I do.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Period. Yeah.
It's my thing.
It's like.
But other than that, lines are not for me. Yeah. They're really not. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if that's like, I don't know what that is. I can't explain it.
Yeah.
But like really, all of y'all who can wait in a line.
Good for you. Good for you.
That's nice. I've been going through a lot of highs and lows lately.
Aw, sounds like you need a day one, honey.
The CBD-infused sparkling water?
Yes. What's great about CBD is it doesn't make you feel higher or lower. It balances the body and the mind.
Hmm. Sounds like a great way to cut out distractions. And isn't it zero calories?
Yes, Skinty Mini. I'm telling you, you need a day one. Luckily for you, I have one right here.
Ooh, let me try.
Drink up. Drink it day one.
Use code DADDYMOMMY for 25% off.
So we've seen the little AI bots and people pretending to be, you know, AI characters, things like that online. I'm thinking that perhaps it's time that we just normalize people being completely different personalities on the internet.
Mm.
If I want to pretend to be a cat on the internet and lick my hands and drink milk out of a bowl for money, don't say anything to me. Don't bring it up in person. Just let me live. Let me be.
Right.
If I want to pretend to be a fairy and wear glitter all over my face with a flower crown on the internet for money, leave me be. Don't make me embarrassed for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If I want to, you know, run around like a fucking zombie scaring people every day. Leave me be.
Well, what about the people?
I mean, they don't know who I am.
Right. They're not
scared. To them, I'm a zombie.
They're not scared.
You know, mm-hmm. I just think that it's a beautiful era that we're in and that people are figuring out that people value random and weird sources of entertainment.
Right.
And thus you can capitalize on them for a profit. And I think that the whole AI thing has taught me that, like, sometimes you just got to get over yourself, let your pride go, and just, you know, do it for the dollar.
Right.
And I think that people need to just, you know, be respectful.
Right.
And I've loved some of the videos I've seen of people coming out being like, if you see me doing this, don't come for me.
Right.
Let me live.
Right.
I'm trying to make rent.
Right.
You know? And I feel like there's a lot of cases where that applies.
I understand exactly what you're saying. I think the thing that you're saying for the dollar really resonates. Like, I'm never going to get in the way of somebody's bag.
Yeah.
If you're not harming anybody.
Yeah.
Do your little freaky thing. I fully resonate with somebody who understands that what they're doing is odd, but they're getting paid for it.
Yeah.
Where I personally get a little tripped up, and I'm not going to take anybody's joy or fun away. I struggle to understand when we're doing that for free. And when that's like a piece of our personality, that feels odd to me. However, I am conditioned to live this version of life. If we grew up in, you know, the United Cat States and we all had to act like cats and that was our culture, mm-hmm. you know, I'd probably be down with it.
Yeah.
So I understand that, you know, have your joy. I hope you're capitalizing off of it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's different out there for everyone.
It is.
You know?
I think I've been so surprised at what types of things people are tuning into.
Right.
And like, maybe it's not for me, but it seems to be like it's for a lot of other people.
Right.
You know, so I would say like embrace your weirdness. If there's something that you think is kooky, but that other people enjoy, don't resist it. Do it.
Yeah, but I don't think a lot of people even ever hit the point of understanding what.
Capitalize off of it?
No, not how to capitalize off it. How to even realize they like a little freaky thing.
Mm.
You know, because honestly, I think a lot of people are too insecure with themselves. That right. they would never even allow themselves to figure out what that freaky little thing is.
Sure. You know? That's where I'm like, if we were just kind of like able to normalize some of these things where it's like, yeah, she's a cat. That's what she does for money.
No, but you're saying for money. I'm just saying she's a cat. She's just a cat.
You're right.
You know what?
I haven't stomached that one
right,
just yet.
Right, you're struggling with that.
It's like the horse thing. Have you seen the horse thing?
Yeah, when they go to the horse competitions
yeah,
and they run around
with
and gallop.
With the horse on a stick?
Yeah, I'm jealous of them.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a whole community.
Anybody who can find some pure happiness and joy, I'm jealous of them.
That's amazing.
Whatever you do, if you love that shit, go for it.
Yeah.
Keep posting it. I love the content.
It's amazing.
It's definitely interesting.
It's amazing.
Yeah. But just do your thing. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember the mermaid show?
What?
The mermaid show? Didn't we start that together?
It was a mermaid show.
The mermaid show with people who are auditioning to be mermaids?
No, you told me to watch it. And
oh,
I didn't.
You haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
That's a good example of one. It's a whole community of people who just want to be mermaids.
Yeah.
You know, and that's their thing.
I understand.
They spend their life training to be good mermaids.
Oh, good. What's a bad mermaid? Me?
Like, there's things you have to be able to do. To be a good mermaid, you have to be able to like perform certain tricks, hold your breath for a certain amount of time, be able to push yourself up out of the water, you know, lots of things. But I would say the breath support is number one. Got to have good
breath
support.
Where do you practice being a good mermaid?
In the pool.
Where?
Any pool. Although some pools don't allow it. So you kind of have to find like the right place to like accept you. That hasn't been normalized yet. Let's normalize mermaids. Apparently, for some of these mermaids, it's really difficult in their hometowns to find places that will let them practice their, like, mermaid activities.
Mermaidism.
But, like, these two girls had found, like, this one rec center that let them do it during their aerobics class. So half the pool is the aerobics class, and then they let them use the other half of the pool to practice mermaid stuff. So.
Oh, my God. I wish I had the time.
You know? But you have to, like, you have to wear your tail, of course. And you have to be able to like maneuver that thing. So you have to practice. Otherwise, it's a lot to carry through the water. You know?
I know. Yep.
Yeah, you got to watch the show.
Yeah, normalize it. I'm aghast.
I used to think I wanted to be a mermaid. After watching that show, I'm not so sure.
You know what? You seem like somebody who wants to be a mermaid.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Take it as a compliment.
I would never. You know how I feel about nipples.
Your loss. You can cover those things with shells. Come on.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Don't be insensitive to the mermaid community.
I'm not insensitive about it. It's just, this is just my truth that I'm speaking of candidly.
We all know you can cover the nips with some shells.
not these big babies. Ooh. Well, that's got me thinking. Don't make fun of that. That was a little glimpse at one of our ass. I was really in with Rachel. She couldn't keep it together. Mm-mm. We filmed it 55 times. Shout out day one.
We love you.
We do our best for you, baby.
What got you thinking?
literally nothing about that. But I was just thinking about what's been irking me lately. I am like over the friendship. You have to share your location with me in order to be friends thing. Like, that is just too much for me.
I agree.
You know those people that they got, like, 60 people's locations? Like, all my friends, we have each other's location. Every single one of my friends. If I don't have your location, we're not friends. What the fuck?
No, it's
because you,
odd.
Little Miss Girl, I don't care if you're going to listen to me or not. You are a nosy little thing. I know you understand that. I know you understand that. But you're doing your work for evil. Because the thing is, it would be nice if you had my location because you're like, oh, you're home. Oh, that's good. Or, oh, they're home. Let me see, like, what's up. But, like, the people that use it against you.
And I've seen it.
I've been done it to.
Oof.
For me, I am a strictly no location sharer now.
Yeah.
I've hit that point. And it's not because I'm trifling. It's because if you hit me up and you're like, my car's in the shop, can I borrow your car? And I know you're a bad driver. Like, I'm not trying to give you my car. And if I want to say I'm not home, even though I was, I'm trying to say it. And it's not like I'm trying to be trifling. It's honestly That's just the funny. Best situation sometimes is to be like, I'm not there.
Yeah.
And if you have my location, I can't do that.
That's
or
funny.
Or if I'm in
you're
bed.
You're trying to hide from people.
Yeah, like if I'm in bed and you're like, let's go out. And you're like, oh, I can't. I'm still working. You don't know.
So funny.
Yeah.
I can see how that would bite you in the ass so quick if you had your location.
No, and I've been bit in the ass before in certain situations. When I have it though, I'm very conscious.
I'm just picturing
person,
that text that's like, oh, really? That's weird. It says you're at home.
Right.
And you're like,
oh, you know what I do to that? Location not found. We're done.
I've never shared my location with anyone.
Ever. Smart. Don't.
No. Yeah. Like, if I'm, like, in a situation or, like, at a location that I think is sketchy,
yeah,
I'll let people know where I'm at. Mm-hmm. Just so, like, hey, this is where I am in case some shit goes down.
Right.
But, like, I've never just been, like, here, you're going to openly share my location. Right. No.
No, and it's, like, people are doing it with people that they don't really need the location. It's just, like...
I'm just, like... Are people, I'm like wondering, are people living in fear? Are they constantly afraid something's going to happen to them and that's why they share the location?
No, I think that's why it was invented. But these people, it's like a social thing, weirdly. It's like
just to see where you are. Oh, I saw that you were at
No, it's just like, I have your location, we're close. Like, that's what it's like.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's giving claws.
And I've seen people be like, oh, let me see where she's at. Oh, she's at her boyfriend's house, she can't come. Like, just stuff like that. And I'm like, that's like a little more harmless, but like,
I still don't like it.
I'm not out here in these streets trifling. I'm being good.
No,
trust.
I just like feel like I don't want anybody to like, yeah, know where I'm at all times. That's like weird.
Yeah.
If I'm at home goods a little bit too much, you shouldn't know about
it. Mind your business.
Mind your business.
Imagine this. Imagine I'm at my house and you're on my side of the hill and I said, hey, I saw you're close. Do you want to get dinner? And you have no intention of that. How annoying would that be?
No, like that's not cool.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
I feel like it's an invasion of privacy.
Yeah. But maybe that's my personal thing. Maybe some people like it. Maybe you like the drama. Yeah, I don't know.
I think people do kind of like the drama. I also feel like there's that weird, like, just oversharing that happens with people that, like, when they feel like they need to be, like, super close to somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, this is me showing that I trust you.
Right.
Ugh.
No, I've once had somebody.
If that's how you show your trust.
Right.
Find new ways.
I once took my location off from somebody and they said, well, I guess we're not friends anymore because all of my friends and I share locations. And I was like, I guess we're not.
Ew.
That's not a value system for me.
That should have been your ick of the week. That's a bad one.
Yeah. I was like, you used it against me. So y'all all lost it.
That's gross.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Especially, you know what I mean? Like, I can't with that.
That's.
Stop.
Stop it.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
My least favorite button.
I know. Period.
But it's a good one. Yeah.
So how you been otherwise?
Wow.
You know?
Such a general question.
No, I know. But this week's been something.
This week has been something. I feel like, I don't know. I've just been really fighting the urge to book a trip.
Oh.
I know we both joked about it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been looking into things. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit sick, actually.
Yeah.
Especially because I came across this app, and I'm not going to shout them out because they don't sponsor us. But there's a little app that you can look and see, like, cheap hotels.
Uh-huh.
But I've been looking at all of them. I've been looking at, like, my bank. I've been looking at my credit cards, like, seeing who's going to give me the best deal.
What is it, hotels.com?
No.
Oh.
It's Hotel Tonight.
Oh, Hotel Tonight. I yeah.
Yeah.
They are good.
Somebody told me about them a long time ago, but I had never actually downloaded
the
app.
I've done it before.
Yeah. So I was just looking on there to compare prices and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking on there and I like kind of get off on the fact that they like the way that they label things, I think is really smart because they give you basic, solid,
Lux,
mm-hmm. and then the other one was hip.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, that's so helpful.
Right.
Because I realized what I've kind of been searching for is a hip hotel.
Mm.
But I kind of want a hip and a lux combined.
Hip lux.
Hip lux. So I was comparing different hotels last night and then like just kind of got on like a really toxic train of like thinking that I could just get one of these like $1,500 a night hotels.
Yeah.
And thinking about booking them, which like I shouldn't be doing that. but my soul and my spirit is really excited about the prospect of that.
I understand. I don't know what's going on with the stars right now. The horoscope girlie's got to tell us.
I don't know.
But this week, specifically, I think for everybody I've come across, has been rough. I've seen Instagram posts about it being rough. Mine has been trifling.
Mm-hmm.
I just have hit this point where I'm lacking in communication skills, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you ever been in conversations with people, and I'm not going to go into details, but have you been in conversations with people where you just are not getting each other at all? And like, you really think that you came from a place of logic and maturity. You really try to explain your side of the story, and they're just like, no.
I see that on Real Housewives all the time.
I'm on Real Housewives right now, not getting filmed, not getting paid. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
You summed that up correctly.
Yeah.
But speaking about hotels, actually, though, because I do feel like I'm fiending for a vacation as well.
Yeah.
I actually, it reminded me of like when I was going to Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how like, it's really hard when you're like in a long flight to just like, I can't sleep sitting straight up. It's just not going to work for me.
Yeah.
Ever. So it's like,
it's too bad.
You know, can you?
I got over that. Yeah, I can sleep on them now.
Oh, I can't. Fucking queen. That's some Navy SEAL training.
It's a good ass pillow. That's what we'll do.
Well,
it
I
for
can't
me.
Really sleep in a normal bed anyway. So it's like,
yeah, that's true. Your sleep schedule is bad anyway.
Yeah, what doesn't matter? Actually, lately, we'll get into that. It's been so much better lately. But no, I saw a TikTok the other day for this company called Zip Air. Have you heard of Zip Air?
Mm-mm.
Also, not an ad, girls. But Zip Air, I had been skipping it because when I was looking into flights before, I was like, this is definitely the Spirit Airlines of international travel. Like, I could sense it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I had never clicked it.
Yeah.
But what I didn't know about Zip Air was that they actually sell lie-flat seats on Zip Air. They just don't give you, like, any service, basically.
Oh,
like, it's like, you don't get the meal and you don't get the whatever, but you get the seat that like fully reclines and you can lay back. I mean, there's some things on there that aren't the best. Like, there's not a screen, but I'm like, also it's like, bring your iPad if you got one or your phone or something.
Getting privileged.
You can also spend like $80 or something and you will get like a meal and like whatever and a blanket and whatever. But for me, it's like just the comfort of being able to like lay down on a 14-hour flight.
Yeah.
At the cost of a normal airline.
No, that's good.
Yeah. And I was like, ooh, once I discovered that, I was like, damn.
Well, you're hitting a little sore spot for mama.
Why?
Because you're just reminding me of the fact that I've never flown on a plane ever and laid down ever.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Shout out to us regular ass bitches who have never flown first class.
You're going to say that shit publicly?
I'm saying it. Listen, the thing is, it's not that I like couldn't have afforded it at certain periods. I've just never done it.
Right.
But
the LIFA is like, it's mostly international.
Okay. But that sounds so luxurious.
It sounds
so nice.
And it is.
Yeah, and I know some people, that's the life they live every time they fly.
No, well, a lot of people are in private jets every time they fly.
I mean, that's also a huge, huge plus.
Yeah, there's a lot of people doing a lot of things.
Yeah.
Maybe we'd be one of them.
I hope one day,
if
there's any airlines out there that want to sponsor me and give me my first class experience, I would love to vlog about it.
This is me laying down. Bye.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wish I could help you with that.
No.
But I mean, I kind of...
When it's the right time.
Okay, but
like
I
any,
do...
Like any good first.
No.
When it's the right time, it's the right time.
Okay, I will say that our upcoming trip, we did get upgraded.
Stop.
Yeah, but it's not like going to be luxurious at all. Like, it's like those...
Can I lay down?
No.
Yeah, so
the flight's an hour and the plane's a piece of shit.
What if I want to lay down?
You can get a mimosa. They'll give you a mimosa.
That's nice.
But you can't lay down
that's
and you're
going to
be like, you're going to be like, this is it? Like, literally, that's what it's like.
Damn.
On this specific trip. Like, when you do, if for this is a moment. If you've never flown first class before, if you're doing like an hour long flight, a lot of times these airlines use the smaller planes.
Mm-hmm.
So you end up being in a very much non-lux version of what that is. It's the same freaking price as if you were on the bigger plane. It's just like those are the planes they use, you know?
Right.
So it's not that great. Okay. I got to be honest. But
okay, so you're saying still, I haven't missed out on much?
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that our flight back did get upgraded, so you will experience it.
Okay.
Just, you're not going to like it that much.
Not worth a vlog.
It's not worth a vlog at all. It's absolutely not worth a vlog. Okay. Literally at all. Okay. Literally at all.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
One day I'll book a trip overseas and make it happen for myself.
At least get on Zip Air.
At least.
At least.
Sponsor us. Thanks.
I don't think they got the budget for that. No offense. I'm just saying, they're not giving people water for free. They're not going to sponsor this podcast.
Very true.
I got to say that from the bottom of my heart. Zip Air, keep your money, baby. Keep it rolling.
Save it.
Yeah. Don't sponsor us, even though we have a great ROI.
Period.
We have an amazing ROI, Zip Air.
But we respect the recession.
But we respect what you guys are doing. And we know that you don't have the budget. So, with that said, Emirates.
Emirates, hey girl.
Emirates, imagine if we did a podcast episode in the plane bed.
Oh, we would that'd do a live so
stream for you, baby.
That would be so fun.
We would eat all the caviar on the plane we could.
In my daddy mommy pajamas.
Emirates, hear us out. We do a Get Drunk With Me Emirates edition. And every 20 minutes, we have a new drink that your flight staff serves us. And by the end, we're a little bit buzzed in the sky.
So fun.
And imagine you guys paid for Drake to be in the video.
Ugh.
With us.
Wow. Hit him with the wow.
I'm just saying. It seems obvious to me.
That's a slay.
It seems obvious to me.
We just gave you a layup.
Right?
Bloop. Come on.
Yeah.
But, that would be amazing.
Other than my trifling week, though, life has been good for one reason for me. And it's because I don't know what's going on in the air. I think we're like, as a culture, like kind of into movies again. I don't know why.
Mm.
You know, I'd be seeing people out at the theaters at this moment in time.
Yeah.
Who knows what the story is by the time this airs, because, you know, the landscape's a little rocky.
Changes all the time.
But right now I'm sensing it.
Yeah.
And I just, in the last 2 months, I got my little AMC pass back. I like stopped with it for a minute.
Yeah.
I told you about this before, right?
I didn't know you had one, but I used to have a roommate who had one.
And oh, yeah.
Went regularly.
Oh, yeah. Well, because here's the thing. So if you get like a recliner seat, like if you go to like City Walk or whatever, like every theater is that. So it's like, they're like $21, $22 for a seat.
Yeah.
The pass is $25. And for the whole month.
That's crazy.
And you can see three a week.
That's crazy.
And I was already like, I mean, I'm not like a bit, like I don't really be going to the movies like that, but I'm like, I definitely was going once a month, like enough to cover it. So you just see two movies. It's like the best freaking thing.
It's a great deal.
In this ripe age.
Yeah.
This is the best thing I've been doing. So I've hit the point where I'm done going out. I can't do it anymore. I'll go to an event. I'll turn it up at an event. I love an event. Especially when they got the waiters with the drinks on it. Ooh, and the hors d'oeuvres around. And I'm just like,
the hoarders.
Then I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I can't even think about the last time I've like gone to a bar in my leisure. Like it's just not me anymore. So I'm at the movies. You can catch me at the movies.
Period.
Yeah.
And it's air conditioned. Hot.
And it's air conditioned.
Hot in the
actually,
summer.
I don't even want to be telling people about this low key because it's like I like that. No. I can like do my
thing.
No,
you can't gatekeep the
movies.
No,
I want to gatekeep it.
All right.
I want to gatekeep it. Well, I know they don't want me to, but I want to gatekeep it.
All right.
Because I really like it.
You hold that in your heart.
I will.
Period.
So next time you're sitting by me at a movie, literally don't talk to me, please. I'm trying to enjoy the show.
Great. I'm going to sneeze.
Oh.
Wait. Sorry about it.
Bless it.
I actually hate sneezing. Fun fact about me. I just hate it.
Your heart stops?
No. Just hate it. Don't really? Like the way it makes me feel.
Really?
I once threw my back out sneezing. I'm a violent sneezer.
I don't know if you're doing it right. I actually quite like sneezing.
I don't know if you're doing it right.
You're probably not.
I'm not. I'm clearly not. My body resists it to the point where it hurts me.
No, sneezing for me, it's like some weird, freaky little release that I quite like, actually.
Yeah, a lot of people do. I'm just
like,
not one
I
of them.
Could do it. Gets annoying in public for sure if you get a little dribbles going on. We're making it rain through the nostrils, but 30 sneezes wouldn't really bother me too much.
Oh, that's the worst for me.
Yep, when you got a 30 sneeze attack.
Terrible. Sneeze attacks are the worst. It'll wreck me. wrecked.
Clearly, it'll wreck your spine.
Yeah. No jokes. I once hobbled through a TJ Maxx as a result. It was terrible.
From sneezing?
Yep.
You know what? Some people aren't built to have a...
Watch it.
Some people aren't built for this planet. All right, let's get ready for our favorite segment of the day.
Cancel me combo. Cancel me combo is a silly little term that describes the healthy debate of a mildly or extremely controversial subject wherein daddy and mommy participate in the beloved practice of rock, paper, scissors to select sides and then proceed to argue in favor of their assigned position regardless of their personal beliefs. Disclaimer, neither daddy nor mommy are legally permitted to be canceled from these conversations.
All right, lay it down on us, Rachel. What we got? Right.
So, today's cancel me combo is definitely controversial. The question at hand is, who should pay on a first date? Men or women? And I'm going to leave that there. Shout out to all my homosexual couples, because I'm not trying to leave y'all out. I just feel like there are certain societal standards when it comes to first dates, when it comes to heterosexual couples, mm-hmm. that I think we should debate.
So you're, just to clarify this, you're not even saying the guy should pay or the girl and the guy should split. You're just saying the guy should pay or the girl should pay.
Yeah.
And case closed.
I think let's leave it there and debate that. I think that's good.
All right. All right. Rock, paper, scissors. If you win, you get the woman should pay. If you lose, you get the man should pay.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay, I won.
Okay.
So I get women should pay for men on the first date. And you get guys should pay for girls.
Okay.
I'll go first.
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna hold my little thing.
Let's
for
get
this.
A little sippy on.
Yeah, let me just relax for a second. Just maybe as a social experiment one time. I've never been on a date where a woman paid for me. On a first date, especially. What would happen if women paid on the first date? That would actually be quite the testament. Because I know I could actually take it. Especially if I got myself a little billionaire mommy out there. She want to throw down a little something for a baby. Wah! I'll take it any second of the day. You could pay for me. Fatten me up for slaughter, honey. Take me down wherever thou wants to. I can handle it. I like, there's like something traditional about a guy paying. Like, I think there's, it's programmed into our genes. But a woman paying, you know how hot that is to me? That is so sexy. You know why? Because I didn't have to do anything. I love that. I just got to sit there and eat. You would shock me. I would be absolutely shocked if a lady paid for me on the first date. Absolutely. And that's saying a lot, actually. That's showing that I've never been paid for ever in my whole entire fucking life. Not even one single time. Ever. And maybe that would make me more ready and available to actually date people, because you don't have to like brace yourself for a financial impact every time you get into a new relationship. You know, maybe, I don't know, hypothetically, maybe, I don't know if men need to be dating more people, but I think that that is a hindrance for some guys. They're like, yeah, listen, I can't commit to you because that's just too expensive, to be honest with you. Like, some guys are in a position where they can't be taking it too serious, because you know what? Now I got you, now I got me. I'm only 20. Daddy ain't paying for this. I got the FAFSA. Maybe if my little rich girl came on in, she's working hard. I don't know what the background is. Maybe whatever it is. I just imagine going to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. The two of us are there. The waiter comes up and hands the bill to this girl and says, here's the bill. That's another thing. They've never even handed the bill over to the other side. Actually, is that a little bit sexist in a way? To think that ladies, you can answer this too. If you've ever been to dinner, has the waiter ever handed you the bill? They have always handed it to me in my personal experience.
I've never experienced that.
Yeah. And that's just the way that society is conditioned. Is it good? Is it bad? I don't know. It would be refreshing. Maybe one time. If my little rumple of joy threw a little dollar down for Big Daddy to eat. I don't know. Maybe it would make me more emotionally available if I'm well fed on your dollar. Maybe. And maybe And then that was tough.
You did good though.
I tried.
I think you did good.
No.
I think you did all right.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I tried so hard.
Damn. Wow. I will say this. I think that men are doing themselves a real service by paying on the first date. Because a lot of women I know who are like myself really, really value a good meal. And therefore, if you really are trying to get to my heart, you got to go through my stomach. And I think that providing a good meal for somebody is step one to showing that you can be a good partner. I think spending money on somebody is great, but like in general, I think first dates say a lot. Say a lot about the relationship. And it says a lot about where you're headed, where you're going. And I also like to be taken care of. I'm not going to lie. I think it's really nice to have somebody take care of you. From the time that we're born, we've got our parents taking care of us, you know, hopefully, if you've got competent parents, mom and dad sprinkling a little love, a little bit of financial care. I think that's amazing. And then guess what? We grow up, we become adults, it gets stripped from us. And as a woman, especially, you're left out here after already being told you're supposed to be, you know, submissive, maybe looking for somebody who's going to take care of you. And like, for you to be an independent, it's like, it's amazing and it's great. And I love that we can be independent women. But I also think there's something so nice about having somebody take care of you, buy you a meal, treat you to a nice wine. You know, I think all of that's amazing. And I think that's what we're looking for at the end of the day is somebody that's just going to show us a little extra love because we got robbed of it. We became adults. Next thing you know, you're out there floundering like a fish and you're looking for somebody to pick that fish up and say, guess what? Got a worm for you. I'm going to feed you, take care of you. I think it's amazing. So shout out to all the men who are still paying on the first date. I think it still says a lot of good things. And if you're in a homosexual relationship and you're a female and you want to take care of me, that's great too. It's like, I love it. I love it. So there's that.
Catch you like a fish. I guess you're the only person I ever met in my life that's not swiping against those ones on Tinder where they got that fish picture going on.
I think we got to jump ship. I think we're done.
You know, that was quite the cancel me. I believe that we both tried. I don't know.
I believe that we both might get canceled for that.
I know. No, yours was like kind of fine. Mine was crazy. It's actually funny because I've actually never one time in my entire life like thought about the concept because I'm actually not a splitter. Like, I don't know.
That's the thing that I feel like giving. If we would have gone the splitting route, that's like
no. But even like.
It feels like a cop out.
Yeah, for me personally, I think just like, I don't really even think it's like a, it obviously is a genderized thing, but I just like to be, I like to feel like I can take care of the person I'm with. So like on a first date. You're a caretaker by
nature though, yeah, for sure.
So like a first date to me, like that would be like what it is. Unless I'm literally, we both know you're worth billions of dollars.
Barbie girl.
Barbie. Like, I'm just saying, like, there are certain instances where my little hot grandma can take me to dinner for sure. I don't mind it. But yeah. I'm saying if, like, we're in a, you know, more socio-economical place together, I think that I haven't found myself in a situation where I wasn't the one paying for it. Or splitting, I don't think has ever happened for me. Oh. I wouldn't really even want it to, actually.
I split all the time. But I think that's like, it's cool.
It's cool. I don't know. Teach their own.
Teach their own for sure.
Yeah, whatever like.
I respect
it. I'm just saying I wouldn't mind getting paid for, though, at the same time. I just never been in that
position.
I
do think that's like unexpected.
Yeah.
And I think it's a dope flex.
I just have never thought of it also. Maybe that's the problem. Right? I'm not thinking about it.
We gotta normalize. We gotta normalize that.
I'm not manifesting it, so I'm not getting it.
Taking turns, yeah. I think, is healthy.
Or
but we don't think about it.
But you know what it is too though? I feel like once you like are in there and you're in your bag and like you're married and shit, it's like you're the same.
At that point, it's all coming out of the same bank account. Whatever.
Because like in my experience, actually like growing up, like my mom always did the paying in the end. But it's like it was a joint account. It's not like one was paying or the other, but they would always give the check to my dad and then he hands it to my mom and she pays the bill. That's what always had happened in my experience.
Yeah.
You know, but whatever.
Shout out to the boss babes.
Shout out to the boss babes. At least the pass and grab is working these days.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Treat me out. Take me wherever. Just don't take me to McDonald's and get a McFlurry.
And keep your feet off of my dashboard.
Keep your feet off her dashboard, my ottoman.
And away from the Weeble socks. Thank y'all so much. Have a great day.